Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks to you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Michael Salzman back on the show. Mike is a great member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on 8 years. He's been hanging out with us, VP of Berman & Company, and he is here to talk to us. He's an expert, and his organization are experts on the issue of minimum wage, which used to be a big deal for small business. I'm not so sure how much of a big deal it is anymore these days. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So let's talk about minimum wage as an idea for a minute. You know, for a long, long time, minimum wage was really like a horrible issue for small business. We hated it. And over the years, I've polled my audience about that, and it seems that over the years they've gotten less and less less and less upset about it. A lot of the reason, I think, because most small business owners pay their people pretty darn well. They don't need the government to tell them how to pay the people. So I think, you know, when they say raise the minimum wage, they're thinking, well, okay, so what? Maybe that means they'll just catch up with us, you know? I just think that there's not as much of a disparity between what's happening in the marketplace and what they're trying the proponents are trying to do. And also, small business owners have technology options. If payroll gets too high, we can put a robot in, like the big guys do. What do you think?
You know, it's an interesting point, Jim. I think that it probably in some cases depends on the market they're in. I mean, just to give you an example, I mean, I was in a guy grew up in Michigan, and I was in northern Michigan this summer, and there was a McDonald's in northern Michigan that was hiring in employees for a couple dollars above the state minimum, because that's what they had to do to get staffed up. And so I think we're seeing lots of examples of that right now, both at the big guys and the small guys, that businesses voluntarily hiring people in at higher wages, even
right.
Some of it more recently in response to tax reform. So I think that's a good dynamic, but I do think there are some markets, particularly in some blue states, where the minimum wage has been raised significantly above sort of the market wage,
right. And
where you're still seeing quite a bit of hardship and displacement. So it probably depends
especially where it's getting up into $15 an hour. And, of course, the other thing we have to realize is, as I pointed out every time I get an opportunity, Mike, and I know you do all the time as well, that whenever you raise a minimum wage, whenever a wage base goes up, it doesn't just affect the people at the lower end. It puts pressure on the entire wage scale. And if the company doesn't respond accordingly, it can create a negative morale issue. I'll get it out in a minute. It can create a morale issue in the company.
You know, I think that's right. And again, I mean, to sort of fall back on the West Coast example, just because there's always so many examples of good intentions going on.
You mean where the fruits and nuts are?
Yeah, that's right. There was actually a great article in the Wall Street Journal about how as the wage went up, you know, you had employees who were veteran employees who'd been there for a few years who were earning $13 or $14 or $15, and all of a sudden they realized that raise at the bottom end isn't so great for them because there's just not enough money left over to fund an extra $3 for folks who are already earning $15. And so you end up having this wage compression that in a lot of ways diminishes the hard work of the people who have already put in the time.
That's exactly the point I've been making for 20 years is that one morning a person shows up who's been working for a company for a couple of 3 years. They've earned some raises. They're happy with how things are going. And all of a sudden, because of an edict by the government, a new employee shows up. They're given the responsibility to train this new employee, and they find out the new employee is making as much as they're making overnight. just because because minimum wage got increased. And it's a morale issue. And this is where it gets into something we're going to talk about in the next segment, Mike, that you cover a lot. And that is the let's make sure that we're not confused. The minimum wage debate is 90% ideology and 10% economic, isn't it?
That's 100% correct. I mean, I think it has been for years. But I think what's different today is that just to give you some context, I mean, the historical average minimum wage since it was created in 1938.
Hey, Mike, hold on to that stat. Hold on to that stat.
Yeah, sure thing.
I'm going to let you roll that out when we come back after this break. I need your website quickly, please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.